As I write this column, it still feels like a wintry day across the prairie land. We are still awaiting spring fling days and planting those trees on Arbor Day. Last week, April 18th through the 24th, marked National Volunteer Week, and we thank all those volunteers who give of themselves and volunteer their services. The national average is that volunteers give over 4 hours a week of their time to volunteerism. And many of these volunteers say that they receive more than they can ever give. We pay tribute to the many volunteers who are willing to serve so unselfishly for their church, community, and country. You deserve our thanks. Cheers. Last week, National Library Week was also celebrated. We are encouraged to read more to keep our minds real active. For teenagers and grandparents who may not be able to jog with the younger generation, they can still jog their minds. Reading to someone you love is an encouragement for those grandchildren to find joy and relaxation through the gift of reading books. Last week, I was reading to my 2-year-old granddaughter and relaxed so much that it was difficult to stay awake. "Grandma, you're falling asleep on me," I heard her sweet little voice beckoning me before I fell into a deep slumber. Her remark awakened me, and I became even more mentally alert to what she was telling me, and I tried to listen. I realized what a treasured gift one can give to generations in the future by reading and listening to the children. The Week of the Young Child was also celebrated last week, and many organizations and schools celebrated it all month. The theme is Young Children, Their Future in Our Hands. That theme really makes us aware about the needs of the young children and their families, and how we can make a difference in helping them to meet those needs. Our lives will truly be enriched when we volunteer and give of ourselves without expecting anything in return. It is a time to celebrate the age of real caring, and we can find that joy in caring about the future. A warm thought for the week. We cannot always build the future for our youth, but we can build our youth for the future. Franklin Delano Roosevelt. Have a great week of caring. Warm thoughts from the little home on the prairie, Over a Cup of Tea, by Louetta G. Werner. April 29th, 1993.